Welcome to the Stallion Podcast,
where stallion pride runs deep.
I'm Mr. Michael.
And I'm Coach Jacob. That's perfect, man.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this podcast. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about your first week of school. Well, I know it was only a day and a half, but that day and a half can be pretty bad, Coach.
Day and a half, I'm telling you, man, felt like it was forever.
It did feel like it was forever, didn't it? But that's a good thing. Next week, we got a whole fresh week, new start. Ready to go next week. Man, speaking of that, that reminds me of my first day of school that I can remember. I remember it, Coach, like it was yesterday. Actually, it wasn't yesterday. It was 33 years ago, but, you know, well, not 33, but it was a long time ago. Mr. Michael's really old. But, yeah, it was Miss Johnson, first grade, man. I remember it. My grandpa took me to class, knocked on the door. I was ready to go. She welcomed me in. She was so loving. Gray Elementary in Gray, Tennessee, but he forgot my lunch. It's a grandpa. But he forgot my lunch. And Miss Johnson ended up buying me lunch that day at the school cafeteria.
Well, that's pretty nice, man. Hey, yeah. You did get lunch out of it.
How about your first day?
I remember my first day of school as well, too. One of my first days of school as well. I used to go in the back of the classroom and build a house out of blocks and stuff for myself, and I would just stay in there. It was real nice, man. It was real nice and quiet.
You stayed in the blocks?
Yeah, I stayed inside the blocks. It was
man,
real nice.
That is crazy. Stayed inside the blocks. Kids, do not stay inside the blocks when your teacher calls your name.
Yes, make sure you always come outside of the blocks, you know. Make sure you always pay attention, do everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey Mike, tell me something else. You just told me about your first day of school. Yep. How about your favorite subject? What was your favorite subject?
Oh, my favorite subject in school, Coach, was science and math. I love science and math. I can say that even all the way through from like elementary to high school and college, I loved my science and math. They were the best.
Also, I gotta say, I do like some experiments, man. Numbers, not too much, but I do like science experiments.
And what is your favorite subject, Coach?
My favorite subject is history, Mr. Mike.
Oh,
I love history. I like to see, you know, the way people used to act, the way they used to behave, you know, and certain, even to go as far as, you know, different cultures and stuff like that. It's super cool to find out, you know, what everybody else was doing in those times.
That is true. Neither of us are really from Honduras.
Yes.
And I do love learning about Honduras and Honduran's culture and history.
And that's great history. Great history lesson being here in Honduras.
Oh, it is. It is. And for our students, I mean, they get to live this stuff sometimes, you know?
Yes.
Like, I'm always encouraging my students to, like, learn more about their history.
Yes, most definitely. That's probably what I enjoyed most was enriching was, like, you get to learn about yourself, too, because it's your culture, you know? It's us being North American, we find out our culture, you know, through our history, and then Hondurans through their history. I think it's just cool to find out where you come from.
That is true, Coach. You know? I mean, there's no George Washington in Honduran history.
Yes,
like, I tried to look for George Washington, and I'm like, man, there's no George Washington.
George Washington, I'm telling
I'm like,
you.
The first president of Honduras was not George Washington.
Let's just say there was no Abraham Lincoln to free the slaves.
There was no Abraham Lincoln either, man. I'm like, man. They did have some Indians, though. I did learn that from Miss Haiti, our Mi País teacher here at
Mi
País
is an Espanol teacher,
yep, she did teach me that. So I learned some things from her,
Awesome. Great teacher, by the way, Miss Haiti, Spanish and Mi País, great teacher.
She is a great teacher. She did not pay us to say that.
No, she didn't.
So
we will mention other teachers during this segment.
Yes.
Next thing, hey Mike, what is your favorite game? When you were at school, what was your favorite game to play?
I loved kickball and dodgeball. Those were my two favorite games.
Dodgeball is an art, I'm telling
you. It is an art, man.
It's a great game.
But you know what helps me is being short. You're so tall, Coach, it's a little easier
you can
to game
hit. You can hit me a little bit easier. Yeah, I'm a little bit more linky when I run.
Yep. But you can run faster than I can, probably.
That is
so,
true. That is true. I tell you what, though, Mr. Mike, I have to agree with you. I think that my favorite game was dodgeball, too. Because it's just it's the most interactive game. You know, you get to hit people, which is fun. Every kid likes to hit somebody, but, you know, it's a controlled environment. So you get to have fun while playing.
And just so we know, hitting people, we're not hitting people. We're hitting with a ball.
With the ball. Yes. Yes. It is a controlled environment. Yes.
And what was your favorite teacher, Mr.? I mean, we all have favorite teachers throughout our years and some of those. What was your favorite teacher or who was your favorite teacher, Coach?
Well, I tell you what. When I was a kid, I used to do school through videos. So my favorite teacher was actually one of my video teachers, and he was my English teacher. He actually made English so fun to learn. It was one of the very few times. that I really enjoyed listening and sitting down and being in a classroom. It was great, great opportunity. He knew how to teach very well.
That's awesome, yes. Man. One of my favorite teachers was Mr. Schwartz. He was my favorite teacher at Gray Elementary as well. Sixth grade, I was about to go graduate middle school, go to high school. And he was awesome. He made technology and science so much fun and interactive. Did a lot of experiments, a lot of hands-on awesome. Things. And so that we try to do here at English Castle as well, yes. is with our students. We really try to bring things hands-on and definitely. Make it fun for them.
We try to involve, you know, being interactive and everything and stuff like that. It's very true here at yeah. English
and
Castle.
And I mean, our students, you guys know that. I yes. mean, Mr. Yes. Michael does some. Coach, we do a lot of hands-on experiment things.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Mr. Mike, I got a question for you. What are some general guidelines for us this year here at English Castle? What are some things that we can do?
Glad you asked, Coach. That's a good thing. I mean, starting the school year off right is very important. So one of the things I like to do is, first off, man, I like to know what I'm doing in the morning. So I like to go ahead and get my backpack, get my things organized, ready for the next day. Because you know what? I don't want to miss breakfast. I do not want to miss breakfast.
So I agree.
You have everything
breakfast
ready.
Breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day.
It is. It's very true. And so you organize, get everything ready, get all your materials packed in your backpack, set it beside the door, put it in your car the night before. That way you're ready to go. And that way you can have a nice, luxurious breakfast. You can enjoy your time with your family in the morning, your mom and dad, before they get to school. Now, speaking of that, Coach.
I agree. Excellent, Mr. Mike. Yeah.
You don't want to be tardy, do you?
No, definitely don't want to be tardy.
No. So tardiness, I mean, that's another thing. Tardiness, don't be late for school. Make sure your parents are ready. You know the time.
Yes.
Your parents know the time. I mean, school starts 7:30.
7:30 to 3:30 every day.
For those of that elementary, yep. Those of you in elementary, get here before 7:30, before that bell rings. You don't want to be after, or you get a dreaded tardy pass. Nobody wants that those.
Nobody
man.
Wants a tardy pass, man. I mean, always going into the office. Miss Glenda, also an excellent staff member
yeah.
here at English Castle. She does not like giving out tardy passes.
I don't think
Mike.
She does, no.
I'm pretty
no,
sure
I've
she
been
don't.
There. I sit next to her. Yes, my desk is there.
Speaking of tardy, how about some information about the homework?
Yes, homework. Very important. I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach. Homework is also very important. Make sure you do your homework the night before. You don't want to be doing it at the breakfast table, rushing to get it done. Because then, I mean, we know that's not the best way to do it. You want to have time. So homework. And also, you know what I like to do when I did homework is sometimes I divided it up. And my grandpa was great. He's like, okay, you do math for 30 minutes. And then you, okay, wait another 15, 20 minutes, go outside and play. Then go come back, do some homework, do some science or stuff. So it's not you're sitting there for a whole hour doing homework. No,
always change it up. Make sure things are different. I get that. Yeah. Because you never want to sit there too long. You spend all day at school. You go home. You don't want to spend all night in your books as well.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. That's some great advice, Mr. Mike, on how to divide up some homework for us. Okay. What are some other guidelines real quick on here while we're here at school?
Well, I think some good things is respect. I think respecting each other, respecting teachers goes a long way. So I think it's perfect. Preparedness to be ready. Respect. Listen to your teacher.
Be prepared and respect.
The featured artist of the week is The Moose. And here's his latest, We Got the Love.
When we were young, the higher places made us strong together. Every day, we told each other to be friends forever. We got the love, the night is young and we
Hello and welcome back to Stallion Podcast. Today we are going to cover a little bit of information about calendar events coming up this year and covering a few events that happened last year, remembering some great times. So, Mr. Mike, what do we have from last year? What did we do?
Man, we had some great events and great times, Coach. I mean, me and you both, I mean, we dressed up for the Children's Day.
Children's Day was a great day.
Ninja Turtles showed up.
Ninja Turtles, man. I'm telling you. Cowabunga all the way.
Oh, dude. The pizza. Oh, my gosh.
The pizza was great.
They were great.
Yes.
And we ate so much, man. We had to go to each classroom, I think, and eat. Or the Ninja Turtles did.
Yes, we did. The Ninja Turtles did. And definitely everybody wanted a picture with the Ninja Turtles.
That is true.
That was an epic moment.
So this year for Children's Day, it's going to be, oh, man, I don't even know. I don't even know who's going to show up.
I don't know who is going to show up, man. We're going to have to be something big.
Yeah, I mean, last
year.
It's going to have to be big time. maybe some superheroes.
There
might be some hints dropped along the way up until Children's Day. You have to listen to the podcast.
Who knows? Yep, that's right. Mr. Mike just got to listen to the podcast. All right, what other events did we have last year that we're looking forward to this year?
Oh, man, we had Family Fair. Family Fair is a staple of English Castle. Our listeners know that Family Fair is awesomeness. It's the definition of awesomeness.
The main event of English Castle.
It's awesome.
It is. It is one of the best fairs I have ever been to, inside and outside of Honduras.
Yep. And every year, it keeps getting bigger and better.
I'm telling you.
So this year,
just so much to look forward to.
Have to wait to find out.
This year, I mean, last year we had the Titanic.
Yes.
We had like three other bouncy houses.
Oh, man.
We had those inflatable balls that you could roll around in. That was fun.
Yes.
That was
fun. Boats and everything.
And we had boats. You could go out and paddle your own boat. That is true.
And a scavenger hunt.
Oh, my goodness. The scavenger hunt was probably the best. People really got involved with that scavenger
hunt. They did get
hunted. They really did.
Yes.
Yes, they did. Okay, so next up, what do we have? Family Fair. Excellent. Anyways, next. Expo Fair. This is probably one of your best expertise in areas.
Well, it's one of my favorites because kids get to really work and show off their work and entrepreneurship. So it's one of my favorites where I get to go around. Plus, a lot of them last year cooked some good food, Coach.
Oh, man, it was
good.
It was.
Your son even, Coach. I mean, I'm not going to...
He
cooked some waffles.
He made some good old funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes, it's not waffles. Sorry, Coach.
Funnel cakes, I'm telling you.
Yes. Plus everybody else. I mean, there was some good music. We had some students who made some music. And, man, just everybody did an awesome job. All the students.
I think it was great.
I'm excited. Every year this also keeps getting bigger and better.
Yes. Also, great value. Teaches kids how to run a business, how to handle situations with customers. It's a very great learning experience. Okay, next up we have, Easter.
Easter's another good one, yeah. No, and these aren't in order. These are just awesome events that take place at English Castle throughout the year. Just to give you a little heads up what to be looking forward to.
Easter,
I mean, there's some egg hunts, some things that go on there.
Yes, and the kids love it.
They do
and
love it.
And it's full of candy.
And it's full
kids
of candy.
Kids always love candy. And last but not least, we have Dr. Seuss Day.
Oh, that's our closest event coming up. Dr. Seuss Day is awesome because, I mean, I just love reading Dr. Seuss books. I mean, I don't think I ever grow old reading Dr. Seuss books.
To be honest, no, because Green Eggs and Ham to this day is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, man, it is. I do love Green Eggs and Ham.
Sam I Am.
Yes, man, it's such a good. And you know what's even funner? Is you don't only get to read the books at Dr. Seuss Day, you get to dress up as your favorite character.
Oh my goodness,
man.
So many cute kids come dressed up as the Cat in the Hat, big old tall hats, big old long tails.
Horton, here's a Who, man. You know, you can dress up as Horton.
Oh, man.
Or the Who Bills. Yeah, I mean, there's so many good things. One, thing two. I mean,
there's so many characters
to dress up as.
Thing one, thing two. Oh, man, those are some of my favorite T-shirts.
Yes.
I tell you what, I had some for my kids. It's great.
Oh, so I'm excited about this year, man. Coach,
we have so much
looking forward to the whole year and the end of school year, the farewell party.
Farewell party at the end of the year, yes.
So you're at the beginning of the year, and you can already think about what's going to happen at the end of the year. It's crazy.
Yes. So those are all of our calendar events coming up for this year. Next up, we have the word of the week.
The word of the week is helpful. Helpful is an adjective. It's from the 1300s, a really long time ago. and it means of service or assistance. Coach, what does helpful mean to you?
Being helpful to me means doing all it takes to care for yourself, your family, your friends, and community. It involves looking for those in need of doing something to help others out of love. There are many ways children can be taught to help others and grow up with a sense of selflessness, giving to others without always expecting something in return.
Hey, that's a great definition, Coach. And how can, like, some of our students help be helpful?
Well, I think it's just a matter of what can you do to help your classmates? Can you help them with their homework? Can you help them clean their desk? Can you help them with their lunch? Can you help your teacher clean the dry erase board? You know, can you clean out your desk? You know, it's all about being helpful. Small little circumstances that create a bigger picture.
That is true. If everybody at English Castle was very helpful, man, imagine what our school would look like.
It would look great.
So guys, let's put into practice helpfulness this week.
And coming up next, we have continuation of The Moose, his song, Hey Sister.
Hey sister, now won't you come along, hey. Hey sister, now won't you come along.
There was Hey Sister by The Moose. And now we're coming to my favorite part of the segment, Words in Action. And, well, we talk about how we can make English Castle a better place for teachers, students, staff, administration,
that's
Don
right.
Mincho, nannies, everybody who comes and visits our school. We're going to talk about making it a better place for everyone. Every single person, Coach. Every person.
That's right.
Coach,
right,
I mean every person. Every person.
Every person.
Yes, Coach.
Not almost every person. Every person. That is correct.
I mean, every person, yes.
That's why we're talking about words and actions. We are talking about getting involved, putting yourself out there, making sure you're making friends, playing with other kids, you know, helping them with their homework, helping your teacher.
Yes, coach, getting involved. That's a good point. Because English Castle, if you just sit on the fence, I mean, imagine, like, I remember when I was a kid once, I wanted someone to swing next to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, man, how can I get someone to come swing next to me? I was a little shy.
Exactly.
How can we help our students not be so shy and give them some information
exactly.
How to get involved?
Well, the main thing is you got to remember that every kid is shy. Every kid doesn't know necessarily everything about everybody. So, you know, it's always common to have a shy kid. So what you got to do is you just got to get out there. So what me and Mr. Mike want from you guys this week is we want you guys to find a kid and play with him. A kid that you've never played with before, a kid that you haven't spent time with a lot before, and we just want you to walk up to him. It doesn't matter if you don't know him. If you're shy, it's okay. Just walk up and start playing with him.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, sometimes the best way to do it, like playing football. Sometimes people have a hard time playing football. Some people love football. I myself love football. But sometimes, you know, if you're playing football and you see someone over by the playground just standing there, hey, man, why don't you come join me and play some football?
That's right, Mr. Mike. It doesn't take much to go over and say three simple words. Play with me.
Play with me. That's a good phrase,
that
Coach.
Right.
Play with me. Hey, you want to play with me?
Me.
Play
right.
with me. That's okay. A good phrase. I want to hear that this whole week. Play with me.
That's an excellent exercise for this week, and that's why we like to put words in actions. All right, coming up next, we have another fan favorite for you from the Moose called Let's Get Out.
You caught my eye like the brightest light, a twister in my mind. It's something new, it's something real that I never thought I'd find. It's like beauty's written across your face, all the beating of my heart. And it feels like everything's in place, like I found my missing part. Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
right, we're excited about our next interviewee. Today we are having Miss Alexis. Welcome to the podcast, Miss Alexis.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited. I have heard so many great things about this school year. We've been talking throughout the podcast about the school year.
Oh, Mr. Mike, 2018 brings so many new things to English Castle. You know, we're starting this new project, and it's called STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And this is all hands-on activities for kids to enjoy while they're in school.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So our students get to really participate in this.
Oh, they're going to be the main participants of what's going on with STEAM. They're going to be doing lots of art projects, engineering. They're going to be building. They're going to be do science experiments. Oh, they're going to have a wonderful time here at school.
Oh, man. That even makes me excited.
Of course.
For everything that's going to happen. I mean, teachers get involved, students get involved. This is going to be a great school year, I believe.
It's going to be amazing, Mr. Mike. I'm very excited about it. I can just imagine all the fun things we're going to do while we are learning.
Oh, yeah. And I remember last year, how much fun last year was going to be as well. Every year, it seems like school gets bigger, better, and more energetic.
Definitely. We're always striving to do better. We can always do more than we did before, and that's the target.
Awesome. Well, Miss Alexis, we always want to ask people as well, what does Stallion Pride mean to you?
Well, Stallion Pride is the love that we have for being part of English Castle, feeling honored to be part of this wonderful institution and feeling proud to be the kind of people that are trying to be excellent in everything that we do.
And Miss Alexis, we've been talking also about beginning school and starting school, and me and Coach have shared our first days of school. What was your first day of school like?
Well, you know, I had many first days of school because when I was a young girl, my parents were studying abroad. They were going to graduate school. So I got to have many first days of schools in different schools. And yesterday I was thinking, wow, it was 6 different schools, you know? I went to a school in Florida, I went to a school in Massachusetts, then I went to a school in Puerto Rico, I went to a school in La Lima, I went to a school in San Pedro. So I got to go all around. And each one of those first days of school in a different school were all really cool. Because it's wonderful to just be able to get to know new people, new cultures, and see different things in different kinds of schools. That was really amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. And we have new students as well this year. What would be a helpful suggestion for welcoming some of our new students to English Castle?
Well, we're happy to have new students at English Castle. And the main thing, Stallions, be a friend. We have to be friends to those who are coming into our school, make them feel good, make them feel happy about being part of English Castle.
Oh, that is so true, Miss Alexis. And now, what was your favorite subject in school?
Oh, I loved reading. Reading and literature were my absolute favorite. I loved reading stories and being able to travel with my imagination throughout all of those pages. That was definitely my favorite.
And what was your favorite book? Do you have like a favorite book?
Well, I don't have a favorite, like one absolute favorite, but I remember so many from my school years. You know, I loved The Boxcar Children. I loved The Great Brain. I loved The Island of the Blue Dolphins. There were so many. I loved the Kay Tracy Mysteries. There were so many to recommend to kids.
Oh, and we have so many books in our classrooms as well that they could just read and have a new favorite this year.
Definitely. And you know, Mr. Mike, when you read, you're able to live so many adventures and you're able to live so many different stories in your life that reading really gets you into the creative side of life.
That is true. You can go pretty much anywhere you want to go in a book.
Definitely. There's no limit.
There is no limit. And now we've been talking about helpful, and the word of the week for this week is helpful. What does helpful mean to you, Miss Alexa?
I think being helpful is lending a hand. We always have to be ready to lend a hand to whoever needs it. We don't need a reason to be helpful. We just have to throw kindness out like confetti, like Kid President has taught us.
Oh, I love Kid President.
Thanks.
Some of my students remember Kid President. And those who haven't, you can go to YouTube and watch Kid President videos. Maybe you can even ask your teacher, I want to see Kid President in the morning. And maybe she'll let you watch Kid President in the morning.
He's got great messages out there.
He does. Now, we've been also talking about school year starting again. Advice. What is some good advice for starting the school year off right?
Well, to start with, you have to have positive attitude. You have to be happy to be back in school, and you have to be striving to be the best that you can be. Remember, there is no competition among others. The competition is with yourself. Be better today than you were yesterday. And if you come to school focused and doing the best that you can be, you're going to be amazing.
That is true. And we'll have an awesome school. If everybody was helpful, I just imagine what English Castle is going
to
look like.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be a great school year. And now, what about getting involved? How are some ways that students can kind of get involved in the school?
Well, there's so many ways in which we can be participative. To start with, we have to be good friends. I think that a great way of being involved is connect with everybody. And be kind to everybody, involve everybody. Let's keep in mind that we have to invite others to join us. Always be together as a group. Help out. Never exclude anyone. Always stick together. Get involved in activities. Get involved in everything that has to do with playing sports. Get involved in reading. Read new books. Be part of everything that is going on. And lend a hand. Let's remember, we have so many nice activities throughout the year. The Stallion Solidarity. We also have the Entrepreneurship Project. We want to see those kids being entrepreneurs. There's lots of fun things to be part of.
Yes, and that's what's really awesome, is seeing the kids really get involved. Last year, I remember seeing the entrepreneurship, and it was amazing.
It's incredible, all the things those kids were able to do.
Oh, it was. And it really teaches valuable life skills.
That's the most important thing. It teaches us how to be able to live in real life. So we get to practice in here, like if this is a little town, like English Castle Town, and once you're out in your real life, you know how to handle things.
Yeah, that is true. And some of you have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. We could get a loan there.
Yes. Our students have a lot from the Entrepreneurship Fair. Well, one of our last things we want to do, Miss Alexis, is every week we're going to be interviewing staff members.
Awesome.
And we have a bag here. And all the names of our staff members, from the nannies, Don Mincho, Mr. Freddy, all our teachers. And so we're going to have you pull out a name.
Okay.
And let's see who it is.
Here we go. So the next person to be interviewed is Miss Diana.
Oh.
Diana Carbajal. She's one of our new teacher's aides. So she gets to be interviewed.
She's got the second. So you get it. That's what's great, is you really get on the podcast, we get to really know people on a different level because we don't get to see them and talk to them every day.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing what Ms. Diana has to say.
I am too. She's a new one. All right, guys. Well, that wraps up our segment for the interviewee of the week. And so we're going to continue on with new music from the Moose.
And welcome back to the Stallion Podcast. That was Hey Moose by the Moose. And in this segment of podcast, we will be covering question and answers done by some of the staff and some of the students here at English Castle.
Bueno, estamos aquí con el Nani Jocelyn. Esta bellísima tarde. Queríamos saber qué expectaciones tiene usted para este 2018 aquí en English Castle.
Para 2018, no, primeramente en Dios, que todo nos puede ir mejor que el año que pasó, que este año sea tengamos más experiencia para los niños, tener una buena educación para los niños y poder ayudarles lo que nosotros podamos ayudarles a ellos, lo que ellos necesiten también.
Eso es excelente, excelente. Y lastimosamente, bueno, orgullosamente este año la Nani Jocelyn está embarazada y va a tener su bebé aquí muy pronto, va a tomar su tiempo de descanso, así que todos los aquí en English Castle le vamos a desear una feliz parto y que sea de buen salud. Buenas tardes de nuevo este lindo día que tenemos aquí a la Miss Heidi, la maestra de español y mi país, aquí en el English Castle. Queríamos hacerle una pregunta de qué expectativa tiene usted para este 2018.
Muy buenas tardes, pues con mis alumnos las expectativas son de que ellos aprendan al máximo, darles la mejor educación, educación de calidad, y que aprendan muy bien el español, tanto en escritura, hablar, la ortografía, que es muy importante en nuestros tiempos.
Excelente. Y una pregunta más, si usted nos puede dar algunos consejos para sus alumnos acerca de su trabajo en medio de clase y igual en casa. con sus tareas.
Bien, yo creo que es muy importante en nuestros tiempos fomentar en nuestros alumnos los valores, ¿verdad? Como por ejemplo la responsabilidad, la puntualidad, el respeto, tanto para sus compañeros como para sus padres, los alumnos o cualquier persona. También algo muy importante sería practicar normas de cortesía, como lo es saludar al llegar, pedir permiso, en nuestras clases prestar mucha atención y siempre debe de existir el respeto con todas las personas.
Excelente, muchas gracias Miss Heidi, la maestra de español y mi país. Aquí va a estar todo el año si ustedes les desean practicar con ella. Bueno, aquí estamos con nuestro seguridad favorito, aquí el señor Don Mincho. Si nos puede decir, Don Mincho, por favor, ¿qué es lo que podemos esperar de nuestra área de seguridad este año en English Castle?
Pues esperamos que portarlos bien este año y que todos los padres pues acaten las órdenes que los dan en el kinder o en la escuela para poder servirles bien.
Excelente, Don Mincho, excelente. Y de su parte, Don Mincho, ¿qué va a estar haciendo usted aquí aparte en el portón?
Dándole seguridad a los niños y a los padres.
Excelente, excelente, Don Mincho. Muchas gracias por su tiempo y tenga un feliz tarde.
Gracias.
Well, coming to the end of the podcast now. You just heard some questions. If you would like to have your question featured on the podcast and hear the responses of your teachers, please see me or Coach Jacob this week. And let us know, and your question may be featured on the podcast. Plus, let us know how they like the podcast. Right, Coach?
That's right. Give us some feedback, how you guys felt about the podcast, how the information was for you.
Well, I guess it's about that time that we say,
see you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
when the sun looks up every morning. I don't mind that you are far away. The words you said are stuck with me all the way. I wanna yell it to everybody from the highest mountain top. I am ready to tell the world, spread some love. Oh, standing tall. We